السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's translation of the English khutbah. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has blessed upon us and caused to come upon us this season of goodness, and has urged us to honor our time therein, and I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration, except Allah, the originator of all being, who has no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master and the one who brought forth this message, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is and remains the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and was his messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, and I advise myself, O servants of Allah, to adhere to that state of consciousness whereby you are conscious of him. And this consciousness is referred to as taqwa, for he, the most gloriously transcendent in his praise, states, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, wal tandur nafsum ma qaddamat ligad, wattaqullah, inna allaha khabirum bima ta'amaloon. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it puts forth for the tomorrow, and let you have taqwa of Allah, for indeed Allah is all acquainted with what you do. O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted, states in his majestic book, the Quran, Wal fajr wa layalin ashr, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in his Quran, he says, وَالْفَجْرِ, by the dawn, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and by the 10 nights, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, and by the even and the odd numbers, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and by the night when it passes. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Is there not in all of this an oath sufficient for the one who has hijr, one who has perception? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these noble verses is bringing forth a series of oaths. And one of the things we need to know is that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a qasam, he has an oath by something, then not only is that thing honored to Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only swears by that which is honorable, but also the immensity of the point he's trying to make after the oath is also honorable. And so in these series of oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's something for the people of hijr, something for the people of perception. Yani Allah says, هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Is there not in all of these oaths a something for those who have perception? Then the first thing we should perceive is that all of these oaths are to do with aspects of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off this oath by manifesting the first aspect of time, which is what we know as the fajr, the point of dawn. Now, before we discuss the symbolism and the reality of fajr, time itself, what does time represent? Really, some of the ulama said that the ra'sul mal, that the capital of your life, what you really take with you is your time. This is the one thing that if you were to lose, you have lost your life. And if you could put your life down, it would just be a series of breaths. And what you take from your life will be what you did in those series of breaths. And so in those moments of our lives that we have, and all of our moments are muhaddad, all of our lives are you know, until ilaheen, until a moment, you'll enjoy yourself. Mata'un ilaheen. You have a chance to enjoy existence in this worldly realm. But in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us opportunities whereby that which we will take, وَخَيْرُ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, and that which you'll take with you, the best of provisions you can take in the next life, is at-taqwa, those consciousness, those moments where you bring to your heart the reality of who you are and what you've been created for, and that you have a Lord. And so those moments of taqwa are amplified, and the reward you can take for Allah is amplified at certain moments as well. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اِفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ دَهْرَكُمْ, he said, do good throughout your lives, do good throughout the time you have. وَتَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, and expose yourselves or open yourselves unto the gentle breezes, the nafahat, from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these gentle breezes from what? مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ, from His mercy. يُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, and He causes to these breezes to come down or to avail those who He wishes from His servants, from those who have made their ubudiyya, they've been true to their ubudiyya. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that through this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing us that there are special moments whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is amplified. And so now this, to go back to the Quran and the verses that we quoted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by swearing by Fajr. Well, Fajr. And so what is the immensity of Fajr? And just in the nature of creation itself, what does Fajr symbolize? I mean, subhanallah, it is the bringing of light to the day, a night that was dark. And in the bringing of light, there is an origination, because things that were previously unseen become seen. It's almost as a tajdeed, a renewal of creation itself. And so in that moment of brightening, there is a sign. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere in the Quran swears by this moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرْ, and by the morning as it begins to brighten. Because this brightening of the sun is, and that's why in an almost a mithal, many of the ulama of the heart have used the dhaharat, you know, the idhar of the shams, the shams al-ma'ani, the sun that's coming, as being representative of the dawning of light of meaning in one's heart. And we see that this was also an example used by Sayyidina Ibrahim when he was referring to celestial bodies, and he said, you know, to almost instructively, and he said, Ahada Rabbi, is this my Lord? And then when the Shams was the last one, and then he said, Inni la uhibbul afilin, I do not love that which comes and goes. Because the idea was that these are celestial signs that point to the Qudra of Allah. But there are some people who are, yani, they were busied by the ni'mah anil mun'im. They were busied by the immensity of what was being manifested from the one who is manifesting it. But the believer is the one who is not veiled. So when he sees the Qudra, when he sees the sun in its immensity, he knows that the sun is only a pointer to the Qudra of the one bringing it about. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sun a sign for His Qudra, His omnipotent majesty and capability. And the light of the day as it begins to spread is showing His manifestation as Al-Khaliq, in that He's creating, بَدِيُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, He's originating the heavens and the earth, because in this origination, this is origination of the day. And that's why elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, and He says, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ, And by the dawn when it breathes, because it's as if light is coming, the heralding of light and the spreading of light is as if the day is breathing, right? Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes death and brings about life, then the similitude or the example of the night and the day is the alternating of life and death. And so in this tanaffus al-yawm, in this beginning of the day, there is an idea to the tanaffus of your reality, that every single breath you have is through Allah, that you are literally inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you are minhu wa ilayhi, you are from him and to him, that the power of your breath going in and the power of the breath going out is through his irada and through his qudra, and if he was to will other than that, then you will be from the people idha balagat al-hulqum وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. You'll be from those people that as much as you try, the soul is trapped at the level of the throat, and as much as you try, you can't breathe into a state of animation. You can't bring out life to yourself, because your life was through him and is through him, just as the life of the cone of the entirety of the created universe, as symbolized by the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, سَمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, is through him. That's why he's the Nuru Samawati wal Ard. He is the originator of that created light that creates the heavens and the earth. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by that. And elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the day and what it causes to appear therein, what it reveals therein. And so this beauty of Fajr is symbolism, is symbolic of all of this. And so Allah is swearing by swearing by Fajr, we should cause ourselves to be cognizant and aware of these immense meanings. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would get up from rest, he would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Praise belongs to Allah who restored us unto life after having caused us to die, and unto him shall be the resurrection. Because sleep itself is an example of almost like the al-mawtul asghar, the little death, right? Because in a way you're in your awareness, you're dripping out of consciousness. In your awareness, things are going black and you're just waking up. And in a way, this is an ishara to the greater death that all of us will face. And so each day, if we get up with praise thanking him, then our day will be continued with praise thanking him. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ would start off this day, and from his sunnah, by the way, obviously he would get up for tahajjud and fajr, but he would stay between fajr and the time of ishraq. This is a time that he would engage himself in dhikr, because that time by which the sun is rising and reaches its point when, okay, the dawn is fully come now and the day has begun, is a Mubarak time. It's a time when Allah is manifesting his qudra, and from his sunnah is to engage in dhikr, to be busy in his daily awrad or wadifa that we have of his awrad nabawiyah, right? The adhkar nabawiyah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know we can look up the books and we can see what he used to recite and what he used to do, and we can start by trying to emulate him to the degree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made possible for each and every one of us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the things he would say after fajr, and he would go about, he would get ready for the day, he would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. He said, Oh Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge, for goodly provision, and for acceptable amal. And so the ulama generally say, someone who's beginning, man ashraqat bidayatuhu ashraqat nihayatuhu, someone whose beginning is mushriqa, someone whose beginning has been illuminated, not just by illuminating their hearts at the time of fajr, by making sure you pray fajr in jama'ah, by engaging yourself in dhikr till the time of shuruq, and then going and with the niyyah, and you start off with this day, that this day is for Allah, then you'll find that day is also mushriqa. You'll find your day is full of barakah. You'll find your work will be of work of itqan, of perfection. You will find your production will be great. You will find you're able to get ilm nafi'a, to benefit, and everyone who's benefiting with ilm is benefiting each day in the reality of their being, because it's ilm that you've been tasked to gain. You've been asked to fa'alam annahu la ilaha ilaha illallah. You've been tasked to understand the knowledge of what it means to know la ilaha illallah. And so all real knowledge ultimately returns back to that reality of knowing who Allah is. And so this is ilm al-nafi'a, beneficial knowledge. And this is a knowledge that comes through the heart, to the heart, ilm al-ladunni, knowledge directly from him to you. And this knowledge can only come when you've readied yourself to him, right? You don't have the benefit illa, you have istidad for that. You have to have istidad, the readiness to acquire that knowledge. And so part of the readiness, if you honor the hurma, the sanctity of this time of fajr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verses we quoted, goes on to say, وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, and by the 10 nights. And this is an ishara to the ayyam al-ashr, these 10 blessed days, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reported to have said, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشْرِ, that the best days of this world are the 10 days. And the ulama say these are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And by these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, why are they the best of days? Because the ulama say that in it is collected or connected all of the forms of ta'a and ibadat, all of the forms of worship, of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course we all know that in these 10 days is the Hajj, right? That great pilgrimage, that great, and Hajj literally means qasd, intention, that pilgrimage for the sake of Allah. Labbaik Allahumma, labbaik Allah, we are here, we are here. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, to you is all dominion and all praise. And so these ayyam, these days of Hajj are immense, and this makes these 10 days immense. But also in these days are days of fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to fast, and at the very least one of the greatest days to fast is the day of Arafah. You don't want to miss that day, right? These are days of praying, extra prayer, nawafil. These are days of charity. These are good days. These are days of tilawat al-Quran, to recite the Quran. These are days of dhikr, to make much dhikr. And these are days of generality, of ihsan. Anything good you can do, do it in these days. Make sure you make a routine and bring those things into these days, because these are the days of, we said, what? Nafahat min rahmatillah. These are the days of the gentle breezes that Allah, these opportunities that have come to you. And if the opportunities come to you and you are ghafil, and your heart is not ready for them, then who is the one who is mahroom here? Who is the one who is going to miss out? You and me would miss out, because we'd be the one who are not using these days for what they're intended. And so the aqil, the one who's intelligent, the one who's clever, the one who's cognizant, is the one who has, He recognizes the ni'mah, and he uses it for what it was intended. And the ni'mah of these awqat, the ni'mah of these times, is we make istithmar. We busy ourselves and make the most by investing these times and moments liwajhillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ أَزْكَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَا أَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. He said there are no actions purer and more wholesome with Allah, and none greater in their reward than the good, min khayrin ya'maluhu fi ashr al-adha, that the person or a person does in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us of this. And then this verse goes on, and Allah swears by the odd and the even, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتَرِ, by the odd and the even. And the ulama take from this that this could be an ishara to the odd and even of these days. This could be an ishara to his own great names. This could be an ishara to the salawat al-khamsa, because in them is the shafi', is the even, being Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr and Isha, so they're even numbers in their rak'at. And in them is also the Watar, literally the odd, being Maghrib, which is 3, right, in their numbers. It could also be an ishara in that to Witr itself, which is literally the odd Salah, because it is an odd number. And in that is also the Shafa', and that's why in some of the Madhabs they pray the 2 rak'at separately, and then they'll separate the Witr. And so this could be an ishara in it to the magnitude of the Salatul Witr. And we think about this, some of the ulama, such as Imam Abu Hanifa and others, because they thought this was such a great Salah, They said it was wajib to do, but this was their opinion. And so we have to understand that this great importance of these things is to illuminate to the importance of salah in these days, right? Be they from the fard, the obligatory prayer, or be they from the nawafil, such as witr, right, and others, and the sunan. And so the point is that a person busies himself in ibadah in these days. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and by the night when it passes. And the example of the night passes, and an example of what? That comes and goes, right? It's coming and going. And it's an indication of what? Firstly, the indication of the celestial nature of time, but it's also an indication that this time is passing, because the night is symbolic of your life passing. Right, night can be symbolic how many days and nights you have, and so while it is a moment for tajdeed, it is a moment for raha for the badan and the ruha, it's a moment of rest for the body and the soul, and you should rest, because people psychologically and physiologically who don't get a certain number of hours of rest, then their lifespan literally decreases. This is a physiological fact. The human body needs to rest, and this is why from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would rest, but he was unlike others in the sense that his body was a supernatural, that it could take, you know, get up several times in the night. And for us, we've been encouraged to get up early for tahajjud, to get up for fajr, to make sure that we spend a portion of our night in our ibadah, but we make sure we rest. And that portion of the night we spend in ibadah, we spend in dhikr, and we spend in tafakkur, we spend in reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we spend in our own muhasabah, going through ourselves and going through our lives, right? And so this nature of the night goes. And also the night is usually symbolic of qabd, right? They say night is symbolic of the difficulties, and that also will go, right? So this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every single difficulty and every single hardship you face in this life, that it will go, and that should give you the ability to then have patience and perseverance in face of that difficulty, because this is His promise. And when it goes, you will meet the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commensurate to the ability you demonstrated of patience and perseverance therein. And so all of these ishara in the fact that the night that goes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, informs us after that, after these verses that He's recited, that He says, in it is not a reflection or an oath, are these not in these oaths sufficiency for the people of perception. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be from the people of perception. We're from the people who believe and act righteously. We're not from the people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr, mankind by the passage of time is in loss. Why are they in loss? Because they don't have amal, they don't have i'tiqad, they don't have belief in Allah. But those who benefit are illa إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. Except those who believe and have amal, وعملوا الصالحات, and have good actions, and then encourage people to the nature of this truth, and encourage people to having patience and perseverance therein. And so all of these embodied in these verses and these meanings, brothers and sisters, these are the 10 days to work on ourselves, to bring these meanings to our heart. We have these opportunities. We had Ramadan, it came, and now we have these 10 days. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. Make a plan, put it in place, and make sure that when these 10 days end, the person who ends with these 10 days is different than the person who began. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ, and that is not something difficult for Him. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and to Him is all praise. And with this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and blessings upon His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that He sends and He gives us the ability to be dutiful towards those He's commanded us to be dutiful towards. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him and seek His forgiveness, for He is the all-forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. I leave you with the peace and blessings of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This week's khutbah was brought to you by Idhaatul Quran, Abu Dhabi.